So we have this tendency to be so individualistic, to kind of do things on our own apart from community, I think. And this is where we want to emphasize, particularly in this lesson, but even just thinking through disciple-making relationships, this must happen in the context of a church. You know, I think Scripture's clear that we need to, as followers of Christ, be committed to His church. That we're not lone rangers in Christianity, or even in this small rogue group of two or three or four people that are out to do this on our own. No, we're a part of a body where we walk through this together. And so to be a part of, a member of, committed to a local church is essential if we're going to be making disciples among Christians and leading people to Christ. But sometimes we get confused about what all that involves, being a part of a church.
Well, I was going to say too, but it gives you a comfort knowing that you're not alone, even in making a disciple. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, for me, like when I, in my early days trying to make a disciple, it's like, I don't know this, I don't know that. Well, I didn't have to do it by myself. I had someone that I could ask questions to, someone that would help me. I could look at, you know what, I don't really know how to help you in that area, but I have a friend. Yes. You know, there's someone else in the body that understands that area. So we work together, you know, to make that decision.
Which is so necessary, because that person's growth in Christ doesn't need to be just dependent on you. Like, yes, you're playing a central role in that person's life, but they need pastors who are teaching them the word. They need, even what, and Paul talks about with Timothy, older women teaching younger women, older men teaching younger men. Like, there's all kinds of perspective that you don't bring to the table, and even gifts and skills that you don't bring to the table that person can benefit from in the context of a local church. And so that doesn't mean you can't have any impact, but it means that you've got to supplement that with the entire body of Christ.
Totally. Because there's issues that you and I have never dealt with, you know, and yet there's other people in the body that I can draw from. Like, I never was addicted, you know, but I have friends that were drug addicts, you know, that the Lord turned their life around. It's like, okay, here, you're talk to my buddy. He gets this. I'm clueless on some of this. And if there's other sins that I'll struggle with, and it's like, okay, I get you on this one. And it's this body thing. And it's also, when we talk about the importance of being a part of a church, understand that doesn't mean I just go to a service, you know, listen to a message. I went to membership class and go to Bibles. No, the Bible talks about that's good. That's good stuff. But it also talks about how we're all given these gifts by the Holy Spirit. And to explain to the person that you're teaching, look, God gave you a unique gift. And it's like every member of the body, you know, like 1 Corinthians says, like, you're a finger, you know, we need you. Like, I need every finger for this body to work. And a lot of people don't really see themselves as this important part of the body, but we are, according to Scripture. So we have to trust that.
And to keep emphasizing that, especially if you're walking through this with maybe a new believer or a younger believer, what some might look at as a less mature believer, to know, well, this believer, though, has the Spirit of God in them. So not only do they need the church, but the church does need them. And not just need them to, stand next to in a service and sing some songs. So that's good. Yeah. But all these one another's that we see all over Scripture, love one another, care for one another, bear one another's burdens, show hospitality to one another. All of these things play out, not just in a once-a-week gathering. They play out in day-to-day life in a community. And so disciple-making is intended to be attached to that overall community. Yeah. And disciple-making divorced from that community is going to be skewed from the start.
So you have to teach, you know, who you're leading from the start. Look, this when you gather with the other believers, it's not just to soak in from them. I mean, that's part of it. Yeah. But also, you were given a gift, the Bible says, 1 Corinthians 12:7, for the common good. And the thing, too, about this is when you exercise that gift, I really believe, because it's a spiritual gift, it's a manifestation of the Spirit, you experience the Holy Spirit. You know, we always try to experience the Holy Spirit just by taking something in, but sometimes it's through our gifting. There's times, because I believe my gift is a teaching gift, that when I teach, it's like I'm experiencing the Spirit of God at that moment. I'll walk off and go, wow. I encourage these people, actually help them by using my gift. We get charged up by it.
Yes,
it's not this burden, like, you must use your gift. It's like, no, when you use it, it's the best. You actually build up and showed love to another brother in Christ.
And that's the great thing about it. The church and being a part of, member of a church, this is for our good, this is for others' good, ultimately for God's glory and His body. And so, you know, there might even be some tendency in some people that you're walking through this kind of thing, or even in your own life, to think, well, but my church has all these problems, or my church has all these struggles. And the reality is, yeah, every church does. The church I pastor does, the church you're a part of does. Like, they got problems because we're a part of it. Like, if you find a perfect church and you join that church, you're going to mess it up from the start. Like, but the beauty is we're walking through this together. And so to make sure not to let even maybe even some past history with and bad experiences people may have had with the church be a hindrance to say, all right, I'm just going to make disciples apart from the church. The church really needs to be central in this whole process because God's designed it that way. So let's work toward that end.